Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was reading in 2 Timothy, and I think it's encouraging because it goes in line with what we were sharing before, that it's amazing, Chris, how you can be in one season of your life and you can be in a certain place. Mm-hmm. But God wants to do a new thing in your life. He wants to bring you to a new place and a new season and a new part. But you got to be willing to let go of what used to be in order for you to receive what will be. But you can't hold on to them both. You can't hold on to both of those things. And I was reading in 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy, it says, 2:20, in a large house there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, and some are for noble purposes, and some are for ignoble purposes. If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. And they're talking about it's being a vessel, some for common purposes, some for, you know, special purposes. Noble and ignoble, right? Mm-hmm. And so everyone starts out as a vessel. You're a vessel. Now, you may be a small vessel. You may be a clay vessel. You may be common purposes. But oftentimes, I think sometimes people settle for whatever vessel that they're in. Listen, I'm just a little teacup vessel, and I'm happy to be that. And as long as I'm saved, you know, that's all good, and I'll be the teacup. And it's like, wait a minute. God wants more out of your life. He is wants to train you and mold you and shape you so that you can be a vessel for special purpose in his kingdom. And so the thing is that are you willing to let go of what used to be so that God can prepare you for what will be? And normally there's process that's involved in the middle of that. We talked about how mm-hmm. King David had process.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, are you willing to throw that teacup right up here in the mix so that we can just, you know, mess that all up and start all over again and mold and shape and work that clay? And, you know what I'm saying? Are you willing to let go of that? And are you willing to allow the master to reshape you and put you back on in the potter's wheel, if you will, so that he can make a vessel now for a greater purpose? I mean, that purpose, the teacup was, listen, that was great, and what you did in that season of your life was good, and how you served in that way, beautiful. But there's a new season in your life. There's a new season for what God wants to do, and the question is, are you willing to allow yourself to be put back on that mm-hmm. wheel
right.
and allow God to do the molding and the shaping? And normally at that time, it's like, oh, God, you're touching me. You're touching my stuff. You're moving things out. I feel a molding taking place here. Mm-hmm. Was that your thumb? You know, I was like,
right.
Yes, it was, son, daughter, yes. There's a shaping going on. And the thing is that during that process, if you let go of what used to be, you're in the middle of what's called transition. You're not fully what God wants you to be at that particular time. And when people can't hang their hat on a certain place or feel comfortable in a certain location or a season in their life, if you look at yourself, you're going to get shaky. You got to look to God. God is doing the molding. He's doing the shaping. And if you stay with God in that process, what he's trying to pull out, what he's trying to develop in you is to make a beautiful vessel, that's going to be able to be able to be used for a special purpose. Listen, more vessels he can pour into. God wants to pour himself into you so that you can be poured out onto others. But if you just want to, you know, only remain as a little teacup, mm-hmm. and this is all I want to do, this is all that I can do, that's all you'll ever have in your life. You got to be willing to allow yourself to be on the potter's wheel, allow yourself to allow God to transform you and mold you into what he wants to do in your life so that you can do, so that you can have greater glory, so that you can honor him, because he's making you into a special vessel, for a special purpose and season in your life. The new season that you're getting into, teacup is not welcome. You know what I mean? You got to let go of the teacup because this is a new season. In the new season, it's room for a new vessel for God to pour into. And you got to be willing to say, yes, God, do whatever you want to do in my life. Mm-hmm. Because I want all that you have in that season. There's nothing like someone showing up with something that's so outdated and worn out. It's like, weren't we using that 20 years ago? I mean, mm-hmm. do you think it's time for an upgrade? You know,
right.
But they get stuck in what they always had. And it's like, listen, it's okay to let that go. See, that cup, you can throw that one away. Because they have new cups these days. You can get rid of that. And there's nothing like trying to approach God in a new season in life when God is just bringing you out of that. It's like, okay, that we were talking about that, you know, 20 years ago. What is God saying today? Mm-hmm. You know, what is God wanting to do in your life today? And we're seeing so many things happen. We're believing for a third great awakening, and God is looking for vessels that he can pour himself into that are going to be willing to pour themselves out on behalf of men and women and children all across this country and across this world. But it's going to take more than a teacup.
Yeah.
It's going to take more than a little glass, juice glass there when you go to Denny's. It's going to take more than a little juice glass. Mm-hmm. It's going to take a special vessel that it's allowed, you know, you've allowed yourself to be molded and shaped by the master for this next season in your life. I want to encourage you that it's okay. It's okay to go through process. It's okay to let go of the juice glass, if you will. It's okay, because what God wants to do in your life, how God wants to use you in this next season, is going to require you to be totally different, totally transformed into a vessel that he can use so that he can get greater glory. Listen, don't miss it. Allow God to do what he wants to do in your life. Let the molding and the shaping occur, because at the end, you're going to be a vessel prepared and ready to be used for the master. No longer a little juice glass, but now a container, a pitcher. They used to pour into you. You used to be poured into.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're going to be used as the one that's going to be lifted up so that you can be poured out onto others. Listen, this is what it's all about. You got to let go of what used to be so that you can embrace what God wants to do in your life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.